Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The United States says North Korea has significantly escalated its support for the Russian offensive in Ukraine, supplying Moscow with ballistic missiles and launchers. The White House National Security spokesman John Kirby told reporters that Russian forces had used the munitions in two separate attacks. Shingai Nyoka is in Washington.
He described this as a significant and concerning escalation, not just because of the weapons, the types of weapons that North Korea is supplying to Russia, but also the fact that North Korea will expect different types of weaponry and military equipment in return. And that, for the US, also poses concerns about security in the Indo-Pacific area.
Mr. Kirby said Washington would raise the issue at the UN Security Council. The Israeli Defence Minister has been outlining proposals for the future governance of Gaza once the war between Israel and Hamas is over. Yoav Gallant said Palestinian bodies would be in charge, though Israel would retain overall security control. Wira Davis reports from Jerusalem.
Talk of the day after in Gaza has led to deep disagreement in Israel. Israel's Defence Minister Yoav Gallant has now published a four-corner plan. With Israel retaining overall security control, a multinational force would take charge of rebuilding Gaza after the widespread destruction of Israeli bombing. Neighbouring Egypt would also have an unspecified role to play under Gallant's plan. But, says the minister, it is Palestinians who live in Gaza and they will be responsible for running it on the condition they're not hostile towards Israel nor operate against it.
The US has confirmed that it carried out a strike that killed the leader of a pro-Iranian militia in Iraq on Thursday. A Pentagon spokesman said Mushtaq al-Jawari had been actively involved in planning and carrying out attacks on American personnel in the region. The Iraqi authorities have condemned the killing as an unjustified attack on an Iraqi security agency. Police in the US state of Iowa say one student's been killed in a shooting at a school in the town of Perry. Officers told a news conference that the 17-year-old gunman, a student at Perry High School, had died, apparently taking his own life. The school's principal was one of the five people injured in the shooting, which took place before classes began on Thursday. An improvised explosive device was discovered during a search of the school. Kim Reynolds is the governor of Iowa.
Our hearts are heavy today and our prayers are with the Perry community. This strikes at the heart of everything that we hold dear. This senseless tragedy has shaken our entire state to the core, and I want this community to know that every Iowan stands with you.
This is Moira Alderson with the latest world news from the BBC. New York City has taken legal action against 17 bus operators that have brought migrants from Texas to the city. Mayor Eric Adams said he was seeking $700 million to cover costs for caring for the new arrivals. Tens of thousands of migrants have been sent to New York from Texas under a scheme introduced by the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, in protest at President Biden's immigration policy. The US has seen record numbers of arrivals at its southern border. At least 24 people have been injured after two New York subway trains collided. The accident in Manhattan's Upper West Side occurred just before Thursday evening's rush hour, with the authorities saying none of those injured were seriously hurt. Evelyn Aguilar was on one of the trains.
We felt and heard like a loud crash, and people's AirPods, phones, everything was falling to the floor like in seconds. There was kids there. They started crying. I started crying because it was just a really scary experience. And since we were right next to the train that we crashed into, you could see directly in through the windows, that other train was completely destroyed.
The United States has added Azerbaijan to its watch list on religious freedoms, following concerns about the preservation of Christian religious sites in Nagorno-Karabakh. It comes after Azeri forces seized control of the disputed region from ethnic Armenians in September, prompting virtually the entire population to flee to neighbouring Armenia. The blacklist carries the threat of potential sanctions, with China, Iran, Pakistan and Saudi Arabia among the other nations on the watch list. The British actress Glynis Johns has died in Los Angeles at the age of 100. She appeared in dozens of films during a career spanning more than 60 years and was also an accomplished theatre performer. Glynis Johns was best known for playing a suffragette mother in the 1964 musical Mary Poppins. That's the latest world news from the BBC.